How the Universe Reveals Your Soulmate. 9 Secrets.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast. You know, we do a fair amount of podcasting and writing on the subject of love. And the reason we do it is because love, well, I think it's lacking in the world today. I think people are so caught up in other things, in themselves, in looking pretty, going to the gym, and all of that's great, but we've lost that ability to connect on a deep, intimate, committed level. And that's what we're here to do, is help people who want to have a deep, committed relationship, because it's important. Now, we only work with 5 clients at a time on that topic, but when we do, we are fully engaged in helping you find your soulmate, awaken your soulmate. What I mean by awaken is that you found your soulmate, you know who your soulmate is, but there's some problems with commitment. Okay, we can help you with that too. But how does the universe reveal your soulmate? What are their characteristics? What are you looking for? First, I want to say this, and this may come as a relief to some of you and a shock to the rest of you. Soulmates are here to teach you karmic lessons. Now, if you don't like the word karma, substitute that with some other thing, some other word. But bottom line is that the soulmate is here to teach you some kind of lesson. And so it would be nice to believe that soulmates meet each other, they fall deeply in love, and life goes on and they live happily ever after. But it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes soulmates are only together in a lifetime for a minute. Sometimes they're only together for an hour. But other times they are together for a lifetime. Now, the Kabbalah has a lot to say on soulmates. And basically what the Kabbalah says in a nutshell is that when God created human souls, he created them in groups or in pairs. God tends to do everything in pair. There's always a masculine energy. There's always a feminine energy. There's, for example, in the Temple of Solomon, there's the pillar of Jachin and the pillar of Boaz, the masculine pillar and the feminine pillar. God tends to work in pairs, in small groups. And so soulmates are kind of created in pairs, if you will. In other words, one of them is the pillar of Jachin. One of them is the pillar of Boaz. One of them is masculine. One of them is feminine. And they are a perfect match because, according to the Kabbalah, they come from the very same breath. In other words, they share God's DNA. And that's important. So they're very unique. Soulmates are extremely unique, and they should be cherished and valued. Now, one of the things I want to say about soulmates is this. When you meet your soulmate, or when you see them, or hear them, or receive a letter from them, because sometimes soulmates live across the world, and they're just communicating via the technology of the day. But when you come into contact with your soulmate, there's a sense that you know them. There's a sense that somehow you had a past life together or you've lived before. And whether that's true or not is immaterial. What is true is that you do know them because it's kind of like looking in a mirror. In the sense that they're not exactly like you. Soulmates don't agree on everything. Sometimes they have very strong disagreements. But it's like on a soul-to-soul level, it's like looking in a mirror. So at some level, you're always going to feel that you know your soulmate. You're going to feel that your soulmate is an extension of you, not a completion. I was listening to a podcast and somebody said, well, a soulmate completes you. No, a soulmate does not complete you. It extends you. That's what's important. You feel like you can do more, accomplish more, be more, achieve more, have more, and love deeper with a soulmate. A soulmate extends who you are. Soulmates, really, what they do as they get older, they tend to help each other live longer. You will oftentimes see 80 and 90 year old couples walking hand in hand, and they're soulmates, and they've been together for 40, 50 years. They didn't all of a sudden get old and then start holding hands. They've been holding hands since they were teenagers. I have to tell you a short story. May I share this with you? This is a story of my Uncle Mac. My Uncle Mac had a beautiful wife, and he was an older man. He was in his 80s. When I met him every night after dinner, he would ask to be excused, and him and his wife would help clean up the kitchen a little bit, and then they would go for a walk. And I would always drive by. They'd walk a long distance, and sometimes I would drive by, and I would see them walking, always holding hands. And they were both in their 80s, but here's what happened. They had a very deep, intimate relationship when they were younger. They were school teachers, and they had a home. They never had children, but they had a home and a yard and a garden and all of that kind of stuff. And they did everything together. They even taught at the same school. They just loved being around each other. It was something very special. And one day, when she was in her 80s, Uncle Mac's wife, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, she had a serious, massive heart attack. They rushed her to the hospital. And the doctors pulled Uncle Mac aside and they said, look, she's just not going to make it through the night. Her heart is barely beating. There's nothing we can do. You know, she's 82 years old. She's had a good life. You know, the typical blah, blah, blah stuff that people oftentimes say. I mean, what else is a doctor going to say? You know. Anyway, he stayed in that room. He put a towel down on the floor and he put his knees on it. And he prayed throughout the night. And here's what he prayed. He said, if you will give me more time with her, I will sell my house. I will donate it to charity. I will sell all my possessions except for that which I absolutely need. And I will donate them to charity. And I will spend the rest of my life traveling and teaching your word. The next morning, his head was lying on the bed. He was more asleep now than awake. He'd been up all night praying. She sat up in bed and she said, you know, I'm hungry for some ice cream. Naturally, he went running down the hall looking for ice cream. So she had her ice cream and she got better. They sold the house. They sold their possessions. They sold everything. And they lived in other people's houses for about 2 weeks at a time, teaching what they believed was the importance of having a close relationship with God. And people loved having, we had them for 2 weeks as well, and we would have them for 2 weeks a year. They were delightful. Anytime you had a problem, you went to Uncle Mac. But these were soulmates. These were people that loved each other, that just couldn't fathom the idea of being away from each other. So their soulmates are an extension of who you are. Soulmates are magnetized toward each other. They're always being pulled toward each other. Soulmates live in a harmonious state. It doesn't mean they don't fight. It doesn't mean they don't have disagreements. Any two people on this planet will have disagreements, but they live in a harmonious state. In other words, they seek harmony all the time, every time. That's where their set point is. They seek commitment, which is very interesting. Now, listen to me. I know some of you are listening right now and you're thinking, well, my soulmate doesn't want to commit. On a soul level, he or she does want to commit. Did you hear what I said? On a soul level, he or she does want to commit. But remember, our beliefs and our fears and our doubts and our life experiences can oftentimes get in the way of what we really want, what we really desire on a soul level. Hey, by the way, if you are having trouble with commitment in your relationship, I want you to call me or write me. We can help you. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching to find out what a miracle mentoring program can do for you to help your soulmate get over his or her fears, doubts, apprehension, and move into the level of commitment. Soulmates work together, whether they have separate jobs or whether they work at the same company. They love working together. They love setting goals together. They love communicating with each other and building something together. They balance each other out. Oftentimes, one soulmate loves to talk, you know. I often think Penn and Teller are soulmates, you know, that even though they're straight, I oftentimes think they are because Penn Jillette loves to talk and Teller doesn't ever say a word, you know, and that's the way it is. Sometimes you find that with soulmates, but they love to communicate with each other. Soulmates can feel each other. They tend to know what the other person is going to say before he or she says it. Oftentimes they will go to pick up the phone knowing that their soulmate is going to call them in a minute or two or even less. They just have this deep sense of feeling, deep sense of connection for each other. It's a wonderful thing. And they have a soul connection. I mean, a soul connection that runs deep. Don't ever, ever try to put yourself in between two soulmates. That's a dangerous place to be. Soulmates are glued together. They are loyal to each other. They're absolutely loyal on an emotional soul level. It's so important to understand that. Look, if you haven't discovered your soulmate, I believe with all my heart and soul that your soulmate is waiting for you. You're waiting for your soulmate. Your soulmate is waiting for you. There are ancient and secret techniques that we have used that help people find and attract their soulmate. If you've already found your soulmate, congratulations. Now it's time to build something absolutely marvelous, absolutely wonderful together. And if you're having challenges with your soulmate, because remember, soulmates will challenge you. They're here to teach you lessons. They're here to sharpen you up. They're here to put you in a position so that you will grow and raise your vibration on a soul level. So if you need help in any of these areas, I want you to come to our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's talk about, during the 30 minutes, we're going to talk about how we can help you. Okay? We're going to talk about how we can help you. And if you believe it's right for you, and if we have time and space, and again, I apologize if I don't get back to you right away, because we just have a lot of people contacting us. We've done very good work, and the word is out. So anyway, we will get back to you as soon as possible. If you include a letter, we'll always get back to you. Your soulmate is ready. You're ready. Why not enjoy the love of your life with the person that you love the most, the person that you were meant to go through time and space with, your soulmate? Oh, it's a marvelous thing. I hope these little signs of revelation about soulmates will help you identify your soulmate, because your soulmate is your soul. Have a great day now. You absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.